It's probably safe to say that most people are of the belief here in New Jersey that when any gun legislation makes it to the floor of the state Senate and state assembly for a vote, it'll pass and then go to Governor Murphy's office for him to sign it. That's the belief. For some reason, that's not the reality anymore. And a lot of people are putting the focus on Senate President Nicholas Kateri for the reason for the stalling. He's been pretty much now the focus of gun control activists who are looking to find out why there's no movement on a package of bills that Governor Murphy started pushing for around about 14 months ago. Bills haven't come up for a vote in the state assembly either, but over there, Speaker Craig Coughlin had stood publicly with Murphy back in December supporting these bills. Coughlin's spokesperson said that the assembly is working through the proposal, saying the strength of New Jersey's comprehensive common sense gun safety laws continues to be important to the speaker. Going back over to the state Senate, spokesperson for Scutari pointed to a statement last month after the Uvalde massacre. That's when Scutari said he will, quote, keep an open mind on bills to reduce gun violence. Sue Altman, who's the executive director of New Jersey Working Families Alliance, said the proposals on gun control are very popular among New Jerseyans, so it seems inexplicable to me that Scutari can't leverage his power as Senate president to get the votes if he really wanted to. Of course, the Democrats have majorities in both chambers of the state house, so it's that adds to the confusion and maybe even anger among gun control activists who want the bills voted on by June 30th. That's usually when you hear all this rapid voting going on before everyone gets out of there for the summer break. Looking at the proposed legislation, they require gun permit applicants to complete a firearm safety training course. They mandate firearms get stored in locked containers. They want to raise the age required to purchase some guns and ban 50 caliber weapons. Probably the bill getting the most heat mandates that gun owners store their weapons in a locked box or safe. Of course, the NRA opposes all of these measures, saying they won't prevent crime and infringe on the right to self-defense. Others would argue that in a lot of cases where you have individuals shooting up schools, churches, things along those lines, it was tougher for them to gain access to a gun right in their own home. Would it stop all of the shootings? No, but one would be nice, wouldn't it? One proposal, it's similar to a law signed in New York last year, would allow gun manufacturers to be sued by the state for public harm. Unlike the other proposals, that actually moved this past week past the Senate Judiciary Committee with, of course, Democratic support and Republican opposition. Matthew Hale, who's a political scientist at Seton Hall University, had this observation, saying that Scutari doesn't have the same sense of urgency to act, plus he has to make sure he has all the votes he needs to pass what would be some of the more aggressive gun control measures in the country. Every policy idea must get through the practical and transactional parts of New Jersey politics. Also remember, too, that Scutari is part of a Democratic caucus that's been shrinking in size due to election defeats. Just as an example, Assemblymember Joanne Downey, who had sponsored prior gun safety bills, she was voted out of office in a close race back in November. You look at how New Jersey ranks with gun laws. New Jersey has the second strongest gun safety laws in the nation. That's according to the Giffords Law Center. And the third lowest gun death rate. Part of the hesitancy to pass new measures is, well, pretty much because New Jersey already has strict laws and some lawmakers don't think new regulations would make the state any safer. Some obviously disagree with that belief.